Book 10 of the Iliad is fascinating because it describes what we would call a covert operation. Two Greek heroes, Odysseus and Diomedes, go on a nighttime raid into the Trojan camp. In the passage I'm about to read, the Cretan hero Meriones gives Odysseus this remarkable boar tusk helmet, which is the subject of this passage. What's interesting here is the dialogue between archaeological evidence and literary interpretation of the Iliad. The passage in which the helmet is described was unclear or unintelligible to translators until the late 19th century, when systematic excavation of Mycenaean sites revealed assortments of perforated boar tusk plates and ivory figurines with headgear made of what appeared to be overlapping plates of the same sort. Boar tusk plates have been found at sites across Greece, in the Peloponnese, in Attica, and in Boeotia, the geographical core of the Mycenaean world. They've also been found in a grave at Knossos in Crete, but were buried there after the destruction of the palace. Not only has archaeological evidence made our translation of this passage clearer, but textual evidence from the passage has allowed archaeologists to attempt reconstructions of boar tusk helmets like the one shown here. The question we, as archaeologically aware readers, should be asking is, why is there a description of one of these helmets in the Iliad? It seems like a stretch to imagine that Homer was describing a 300-year-old helmet from life. It seems more likely that Homer's description of this helmet was adapted from an older poetic cycle. In particular, the second half of this passage, in which the story of the helmet is told, is probably a condensed version of earlier Bronze Age myths. This second half of the passage centers on Autolycus, the first hero mentioned in the story of the boar tusk helmet. Autolycus may have been a figure in Bronze Age poetry. His name means literally the wolf himself, and rightly so, since he was famed for his ability as a thief and as a trickster. He was also, according to legend, son of the god Hermes, and Odysseus's maternal grandfather. This fact of genealogy adds a new layer of meaning to this passage. Not only is the boar tusk helmet remarkable in its own right, it also connects Odysseus with the god Hermes by means of his forebear, Autolycus. Returning to the helmet, consider the significance of the boar in Mycenaean society. In Mycenaean and Minoan art, boars were closely associated with hunting and with martial ability. It appears that these helmets were made only on mainland Greece, and that they were status symbols, which isn't surprising considering that their manufacture would have required at least 30 tusks each. They were also characteristic of the Mycenaean period. Archaeological evidence suggests that they fell out of use by the end of the late Helladic period. It's a sign of Odysseus's importance, as well as a sign of Hermes' approval, that Odysseus protects himself with a boar tusk helmet when he sets out on his nighttime mission. The helmet, for Odysseus and for his audience, was not only a connection to the gods, but also a material connection to their heroic past. And so, without any further ado, here's a passage in question in English and then in Greek. Meriones gave to Odysseus a bow, and also a quiver and a sword, and put on his head a soldier's cap, which had been made of closely tightened leather straps on the inside, and thickly covered on the outside with white, well-set boar's tusks, which were skillfully arranged in rows, with a layer of felt fitted between the two. Autolycus took it, once upon a time, from Amintor, son of Ormenus, having broken through the sturdy walls of his palace at Eleon. Autolycus entrusted it to the Kithaeron, Amphidamas, to take back to Scandia, where he gifted it to his guest Molus, who gave it to his son Meriones to wear. But now it sat snugly on Odysseus's head. Meriones, dodusei didu bion eide pharetrein, kai xyphos amphi de hoi cunein caphalephin etheke, rhinu poietein, pulisin den tosthen himasin, en tetato stereos, ek toste de leukoi odontes, argiodontos huos thameis echonentha caentha, eu kai epistamenos, mese deni pilos arere, tein rapodex eleonos amuntoros ormenidao, excelet autulucos pucinon domon antitoresas, Scandean dara doce cutherio amphidamanti, amphidamas de murlo doce xenei onenae, autar homerio ne docen ho paidi forenae, De tot odu seos pukasen kaream fitethesa.